crowd noise is fine.
What if you'd licked it and be like, oh,
crotch noise, I'd be a little offended by.
Speaking of crotch noise, so we have a special guest in the booth today.
I didn't think I was that special, but sure.
Daryl Harris, everyone.
Everybody.
Thank you very much.
Get out. And who snuck in the door behind him was Vaughn Lewis, who is with us in the morning. Now you can talk, Vaughn.
Good morning, San Fran... Oh,
that's
wait.
Enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
Where are we?
And leashes on you.
Paying it by the word.
But yes, we have a local celebrity personality, man about town, Vaughn Lewis, in the studio with us this morning. As everybody knows, because everybody knows Vaughn Lewis, he is
dressed way too nice for...
He really is.
First, he's dressed way too nice for this time of day. Secondly, he's dressed way too nice for this kind of radio program.
Well, I heard I was doing an interview, so I fixed my hair.
It's fantastic.
It looks
quite dapper.
Thank you.
I'm a dapper Dan, man. Yes, but he is the what do I call it? CEO of Vaughn Social? What are you, the
co-founder?
Co-founder. Yeah,
of Vaughn Social.
When you work for yourself, you have to really talk it up.
That's right. It's a social media marketing company called Vaughn Social. We would like to think we're down to earth, easy to work with. You know, we're not going to try to sell you all these things that you don't really need. We're just going
to
stick to the basics.
So you like
online,
to think that, but in reality.
Social media marketing. But in reality, we're going to try to put yourself out there in front of people, thousands of, hundreds of thousands of people on social media or online so they can see your brand.
Do we have a brand?
That's a good call. Maybe you can figure out what our brand is while you're here, Vaughn.
Okay.
You can help us with that.
We sure
are going to make that a little special project. And he is also local performer and international performer, I guess you can say. You have appeared, much like our good Brett here, he has done some professional acting work here, Vaughn.
Yes.
Some of the, what is it, you've worked with Viggo Morrison?
Well, I can't officially say that.
Oh, you can't? Okay, well then, he has officially worked with what was the other
Tom
one?
Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston. There you go. That's the one.
I can't say that. Yes.
You can't say that.
Tom Hiddleston, Elizabeth Olsen, but I wasn't in her scene. But I did get to meet her. She was very nice.
How does she smell?
I'm sorry, I can't officially say that.
Are there waivers you have to sign when you meet these people? It's like you will not discuss Elizabeth Olsen's scent.
Right. So after the handshake comes the paperwork.
Like this gaggle of middlemen just come huddling all around. Sign here, initial here, dot here, sign here.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much how it works. Yeah.
Do you sneak a smell of your hand after your handshake? It smells like lilac.
Smells like myself.
Shit, you can't say that on the air.
She smells like a dumpster fire. Surprise! She smells like baby vomit. I don't understand.
But she was very nice. She introduced herself to me as if I didn't know who she was, but because she was just nice in that way, you know, introducing herself, making you feel comfortable and welcome.
Were you ever, I'm sure the answer is no, but still, I think it'd be funny if you were tempted to just be like, thanks, Mary, Elizabeth.
I was very tempted to ask
were you
her
really?
How her sisters were doing, but
she is.
I'm sure every Joe Schmo is tempted
she is
in the same way.
Far superior actor than those than
agreed.
The twins.
Agreed.
Absolutely. Wholeheartedly. Although, I have to say, I've never heard Elizabeth Olsen deliver the line, you got it, dude. So until I hear her deliver that line, the jury still has to be somewhat out on that.
I wonder if her twins get some kind of like kickback anytime so if she accidentally said it or anything.
You think the Olsen twins like own
all
that
of
phrase?
A sudden they just get like well, apparently, you know, other people can you're fired and you got to pay a royalty.
I've never understood those.
I'm wondering if the twins get anything at all from Fuller House, the spinoff series of Full House.
I'm just happy to see that Jody isn't on the meth anymore.
Exactly. Be sure to add that.